brought to you by Head Start Basketball.
Hey, Hoopheads. Wanted to take a minute to shout out our partners and friends at Dr. Dish Basketball. Their Dr. Dish shooting machines are undoubtedly the most advanced and user-friendly machines on the market, and they truly accelerate skill development faster than ever. Learn more at drdishbasketball.com and follow their incredible content at Dr. Dish B-Ball on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Mention the Hoopheads podcast and save an extra $300 on the Dr. Dish Rebel, All-Star, and CT models. Also, make sure to check out the new Dr. Dish Home Machine, which is perfect for these crazy times when gyms and schools are closed. Visit drdishbasketball.com for details. That's a great deal, Hoopheads. Get your Dr. Dish shooting machine today.
This is Kip Ione, head men's basketball coach at Willamette University, founder of Teams of Men, and you're listening to the Hoopheads podcast.
Prepare like the pros with the all-new Fast Draw and Fast Scout. Fast Draw has been the number one play diagramming software for coaches for years. You'll quickly see why Fast Model Sports has the most compelling and intuitive basketball software out there. For a limited time, Fast Model is offering new subscribers 10% off Fast Draw and Fast Scout. Just use the code SAVE10 at checkout to grab your discount, and you'll be on your way to more efficient game prep and improved communication with your team. Fast Model also has new coaching content every week on its blog, plus play and drill diagrams on its play bank. Check out the links in the show notes for more. Fast Model Sports is the best in basketball. This episode is brought to you by the Ready State Virtual Mobility Coach. Dr. Starrett is a movement and mobility coach for players in the NFL, MLB, NHL, and NBA, plus a doctor of physical therapy. Kelly has created a program called Virtual Mobility Coach. Every day, Virtual Mobility Coach gives you guided mobility videos. It walks you step by step through Kelly's proven techniques to relieve pain, improve range of motion, and improve performance. Try it completely free for 2 weeks, and if you decide to continue, you can get 10% off for life using promo code HOOPHEADS10. Visit thereadystate.com/hoopheads and use code HOOPHEADS10 at checkout. Again, that's thereadystate.com/hoopheads and use code HOOPHEADS10 when you sign up to get 10% off for the life of your membership after your 14-day free trial ends.
Hello and welcome to the 26th edition of the Coach's Corner Roundtable on the Hoopheads podcast. Each episode of the Coach's Corner Roundtable will feature our all-star lineup of guests answering a single basketball question. A new Coach's Corner Roundtable will drop around the 15th of each month. February's roundtable question is, what do you try to accomplish in your pregame talk? Our coaching lineup this month includes Jamie Beckler from Success is a Choice, Brian Bender from Southwest Mississippi Community College, Eric Bueller from Chatfield High School, William Payne from SUNY Adirondack, Nate Sanderson from Thrive on Challenge, Don Showalter from USA Basketball, John Shulman from the University of Alabama Huntsville, Lee Swanson from Bunker Hill High School, and Todd Wolfson from St. Francis High School. Please enjoy this roundtable episode of the Hoopheads podcast, and once you're finished listening, please give the show a 5-star rating and review. If you're a basketball coach at any level, please check out our Hoopheads Coaching Mentorship Program. You'll get matched with one of our experienced head coaches and develop a relationship that will take your coaching, your team, your program, and your mindset to another level. And don't forget to check out our Hoopheads Pod network of shows, including Thrive with Trevor Huffman, Beyond the Ball, the CoachMaze.com podcast, Players Court, Bleachers and Boards, The Green Light, and our NBA team-focused podcasts, Cavalier Central, Knuck If You Buck, 305 Culture, Blazing the Path, Hashtag Lakers, Motor City Hoops, X's and O's NBA Breakdown, Spanning the Spurs, LA Hoops, The Wizards Hoops Analyst, and At the Buzzer. We're looking for more NBA podcasters interested in hosting their own show centered on a particular team. Email us info@hoopheadspod.com if you're interested in learning more and bringing your talent to our network. Let's hear from our coaches about what they try to accomplish in their pregame talk. Jamie Beckler from Success is a Choice.
When it came to pregame talks, I always had two. One was before the team went out to warm up, and the other was after the warm-up and just a few minutes before the game would start. The one before the warm-up was much more extensive. We'd have information written on the whiteboard in the locker room. Everything that we wrote on that board and everything we told them at that point was a reminder of what we'd been telling them every day leading up to this game. It was a reminder. It was their scouting report's greatest hits, so to speak. We'd condensed their scouting report into the few bite-sized pieces we wanted to emphasize before the game. Sure, we wanted them to remember everything, but that's probably not realistic with most players. What's important now? That's what we wanted them to get. We wanted to remind them of the absolute most important key things. We didn't introduce anything new. This wasn't the time to teach. It certainly wasn't the time to confuse. We would then answer any questions that they had before sending them on their way to do that warm-up. Now, once the warm-up was finished and they came back into the locker room for their final minute or two of preparations, we'd have one, maybe two thoughts for them, and those thoughts were quick. This wasn't X's and O's. This was motivational. This is why we'll play well today. This is why we have confidence. This is why we're prepared. This is why it's going to be fun today. We wanted to remind them of their belief in themselves and their belief in each other. Once again, we do not want to confuse, but rather we want to inspire them at this point. Teaching is done during the week. Preparation is done during the week. Now is the time to remind them of why today is going to be a great day. You deserve this. Now go out. Go out and earn it. And those were essentially our two types of pregame talks. One is a reminder of what we've been teaching during the week, and the second was more motivational, really quick. Let's go out, get done.
Brian Bender from Southwest Mississippi Community College.
This is Brian Bender, head basketball coach at Southwest Mississippi Community College. Thanks for listening today and allowing me to contribute to the Hoops Heads Roundtable. Today we're talking about the pregame warm-ups routines and different things that we do. Even though we're a junior college, we try and run our program like a Division I. So, you know, everything we do from preparation standpoint, from scouting to pregame warm-ups are very important for us in our preparation going into every game. I take great pride in our pregame routine, and our guys know what to expect. So typically, with 60 minutes prior to game time, we will start with a normal stretch. Layup lines, we do post and perimeter shooting while other groups are doing, while the posts are shooting, the guards will be doing ball handling, zigzag dribbles, things like that. And then they will flip, and then they'll come in about the 35-minute mark, and here is where we'll talk about the scouting report only. So we'll go through their top, 8, 9, 10 players, what they are. We color code it to help them remember, and this is just kind of a review. This is kind of like the study guide, final study session before they go and take the test, the actual game. And they've already watched film on them earlier the previous day, as well as walk through or the day prior, some of their plays and how we guard it. So we talk about their personnel, what they do, then how they score. Maybe they're very good on the glass. Maybe they're very good in transition. Maybe they're very good at running their sets. We're pretty good at getting our play calls. My staff does a dynamic job of being detailed and getting these play calls and knowing how we're going to guard each action. So we'll review some of the main sets that they run, what they call them, and how we're going to guard them. That will be man. Then we'll do the same thing for zone and then out of bounds. Then we'll talk a little bit about their defense. And this is delivered by my assistant. Once that's complete, maybe we'll review or touch on a few things that may have been missed or I think are very important. Then they'll go out and do the rest of their pregame routine from 20 minutes about till 10-ish. Then they'll come in and they'll put their uniforms on and they'll stand for this portion. This will be 3 to 4 minutes long max. We'll go through the starting lineup. So review the top five players that are going to play, and we're going to say who's going to guard who. So, hey, point guard, you got so-and-so. Remember, he's a shooter. He really likes a shot fake. And then you're going to – and the rebounding responsibilities for that person. So you'll be in the pit, or you're our deep guy. You're our safety. And then our 3, 4, 5 will usually be our, hey, crash the glass on the offensive end. So we'll go through each of their five players. Then we'll talk about what play we're going to run first. We usually ran that in shoot around as well. They know what's coming. Just a review of what it is so we can be crisp and – you know, obviously, if we win the tip and we can go score, we score or off a turnover. But if it's a set play or something, what we're going to run first play to try and get a basket, then we will talk about typically, hey, this is how we're going to line up for the tip and things like that. And then keys of the game. So we'll go through. It varies. It'll be anywhere from 3 to 6 keys. I try and break and teach in threes. So, offensively, hey, these are the three keys. Defensively, here are the three keys. And then, you know, maybe one take home point that has to do with some of our values or what I think will contribute to winning the game. So maybe it's, you know, one of our core values is passion or humility or discipline. Hey, we got to be really disciplined on the defensive end, or on the offensive end, we need to execute. You know, that will come down to one of our controllables: effort, attitude, focus, or communication. So, hey, focus will be a key, or hey, our attitude's on the bench, the best bench will win, or, you know, we need energy from the bench. That's effort. We'll talk about those things. We'll say a quick prayer, and then we go out and we compete, and then we review the first play and the tip right after starting lineups, and we go and we talk about, hey, this is the coverage that we're in on a ball screen. You know, what defense are we in first play? Maybe we're pressing, maybe we're a man, and just go and compete and give our best effort that we possibly can.
Eric Bueller, Chatfield Senior High School, Littleton, Colorado.
Hey, what's going on, Hoop Heads? This is Eric Bueller from Chatfield Senior High. And this month for the roundtable, we were asked, what do we try to accomplish with our pregame talk? At Chatfield, we don't really do anything special, I think. We want to remind the guys of matchups and key players, a few bullet points on what we want to do offensively and defensively. And then we don't really give like a pregame speech, but we do want to provide words of encouragement that the guys can feed off of and they can use as they're playing. Every once in a while, you have some bulletin board material, whether it's from a rival team or something another coach said about our team. But for the most part, it's all business and getting out there and executing what we need to get done. Thanks for having me, and everyone stay safe.
William Payne from SUNY Adirondack.
Hey, Hoop Heads. This is Coach William Payne, head men's basketball coach at SUNY Adirondack. I have not chimed in a while, and so I thought that I would add to this roundtable question. My apologies for not being as active as I had been prior. We'll try to do a little bit better than that for you guys. Took on probably a little too much and get swamped sometimes. But straight to the question. For me, one of the things that I'm always trying to really convey during that pregame talk is just that inspiration. I remind our players every single time, every game, how lucky they are to be doing what they're doing, how fortunate they are to have the opportunity to go out there and play, how fortunate they are to have the opportunity to compete. And it's something that I'm always trying to convey, especially in the pregame. Yeah, I obviously want to ensure that everyone is aware of the game plan and where to be and the X's and O's. Sure, that's always going to be a part of it. But for me, I'm such a it's bigger than basketball perspective coach that I'm really just looking to inspire, fire the guys up, get them excited about playing the game. And not saying that they shouldn't already be excited, but just trying to keep that energy going, that outlook, that inspiration. And so that's always something that I'm trying to achieve during the pregame talk. And there are some times where it's not often, but occasionally I won't even mention the game plan because I feel like we should have it down by that point. And I will literally just use that as a time to try to really get through the guys on various levels. But some people think I'm crazy the way I approach that, but that's how I go about it. Hope you guys are doing well, and look forward to joining in on more of these. Thanks, guys.
Nate Sanderson, Thrive on Challenge.
This is Nate Sanderson from Thrive on Challenge and co-host of the Coaching Culture Podcast. You know, Mike, when I think about what we want to accomplish in our pregame talk, it's really evolved for us over the last 19 years or so of my career. When I was younger, I was one of those guys that wanted to come in and draw everything up on the board. We'd have four or five keys to the game. We'd have the starting lineup. We'd have our matchups. We'd draw our press break. We'd have our inbound plays up on the board. We'd have our opponent's inbound plays on the board. We might have a few words about each of our opponent's players if there were certain things that we wanted to be aware of when we were guarding them. And ultimately, what I discovered is that we were really presenting a lot of information that was not being absorbed by our players. And so over the years, I've really tried to focus in those few minutes before the game or before we take the floor for warm-up, to review the three most important things that are going to be key for us for that night. And typically those fall in three specific categories. The first thing that we usually talk about is, how does our opponent score easy points? If they're a team that likes to run, if they're a team that is, you know, crashes the boards offensively, if they're a team that gets to the free throw line, our goal ultimately defensively is to play 5-on-5 and make it as difficult as possible for our opponents to score. And so it might be reminders about transition defense or blocking out certain players or how quickly do we want to get out and run. But we really try to emphasize taking away easy points from our opponents. Now, the second common theme that we would talk about in our pregame is, how are we going to find our shots? Where are we going to get the shots that we want? And again, some teams may want to play fast. Some teams may want to play slow. Maybe it's exploiting certain rotations in a zone. Maybe it's exploiting certain matchups. Maybe it's certain actions that we really want to go to frequently in the game because we think it's going to give us an advantage. But at the end of the day, we want to get shots that are open, that are in range, that are balanced, and that are for our best shooters in their favorite spots. And so we might talk just briefly about, how do we plan to do that tonight against that particular team. Now, the third thing that we'll talk about is oftentimes unique to that particular opponent. And again, it might be a style of play. It might be an emphasis on being organized in our press break if we're going to see a lot of pressure. It might be being poised when we're in traps. It might be where we focus really on one player or two players, that we have to do these things defensively against these players in order for us to be successful. So that third point, kind of in our three keys, is typically specific to a special situation or a special circumstance that we might face against that night's opponent. Now, the other thing that we do as part of the end of our pregame, and sometimes that's at the end of the pregame talk, we go out and warm up. We come back together with about 8 minutes or so on the clock, back in the locker room. We lose the warm-ups, and we've done some different things during that two-minute time period as well. But in some way or another, before we take the floor, I want to make sure to remind our team of who we are and who we want to be. Whether we face failure or success, whether we make shots or miss shots, whether we turn the ball over or we cause our opponents to turn the ball over, we want to be a team that's going to love each other and care for each other and support each other and pick each other up, and a team that plays with great effort no matter what. And we'll remind our players of that in lots of different ways. We might approach that speech in lots of different ways, but at the end of the day, the X's and O's don't matter if we're not being true to the team and the character that we want to be. And so we try to bring a reminder of that as well. Now, one last thing I'll throw in here, Mike, is that I think rituals can be really valuable during pregame. And whether that's in the locker room, whether that's part of your warm-up, whether that's part of the starting lineup and the announcements at the beginning of the game, I think there's something powerful that can happen when you go through a ritual the same way every time before you start a game. So I'll give you two examples of things that we've done over the years. You know, one being at that 8 minute mark when we come back into the locker room, our players will circle up and we do a little form of communion where I'll take out the gum. We've got three flavors of gum and we toss them around the circle and everybody takes a piece of gum. And then we start to the person to my left and then we've got all of our arms linked together. And I say, all right, what are you going to give to us tonight? And everybody has a word as we go around. That's kind of their main strength, the thing that they bring to our team as a teammate. What do they do best for us culturally? And everybody kind of shouts their word, and then I do the last one, and we bring it in, and we team it up. And again, I just think there's something about focusing us, about being in a circle, about doing the same thing together, about reminding each other of what we bring to make our team unique, that can be really powerful before we go and take the floor. And finally, I think a lot of teams do this, but after the starting lineups, whether you have players, you know, that are doing their special handshakes, sometimes in years we've had them shake the coach's hands, the official's hands. But again, we get our players into a circle and we kind of have them do the Rock Chalk Jayhawk, and they've got their own little chant that they do together. And I think that's really powerful, again, because it brings the team together. It's a symbol of unity when they're linked together in a circle, and gets them ready before they take the floor. So a lot of things that you can do in pregame, both to remind your players simply of the things that are most important and to reinforce who you want to be no matter what happens in the game.
Hey, Hoopheads, we all hate ankle sprains, and they happen way too often. Ankle injuries are the number one sports-related injury. Arise is trying to change that. With the iFast, your athletes get preventative protection and full mobility. Athletes no longer need to wear bulky braces that limit performance and give mediocre protection. Anyone playing sports should be using these products. Keep your athletes in the game. Don't wait for them to get hurt to take action. Visit www.arise.com, spelled A-R-Y-S-E, and use the code HOOPHEADS to get 20% off the future of performance. That's A-R-Y-S-E.com with promo code HOOPHEADS to get 20% off.
Don Showalter, USA Basketball.
Don Showalter here from USA Basketball. What do you try to accomplish in your pregame speech to your players? I think that the number one thing is you try to get them focused on just a couple things. What I usually try and do is I write three goals on the board that we try and get a reminder that we want to play play hard, obviously. But then also three things that we want to get from that. Maybe it's a certain number of deflections in a game. Maybe it's a certain number of rebounds. Maybe it's a certain number of free throws. So when we come in at halftime and come in at the end of the game, we can take a look at that and see how closely we come to achieving our goals. So we want to be really focused on certain things to start out the game. I think that's the best way to approach pregame talk.
John Shulman, University of Alabama Huntsville and the 720 Sports Group.
This is John Shulman, head coach at the University of Alabama Huntsville. Question this time is, what are you trying to accomplish in your pregame talk before a game? It's a good, really good question. Everybody's got different ideas and thoughts. To me, I mean, the rah-rah talk is sometimes necessary. But it can't be every game. You can't have a Vince Lombardi, Newt Rockne talk before every game because then it becomes kind of cheap. To me, just very simple is let's portray confidence. Let's make sure they're prepared, that they're organized, and that they're just ready to play. I think the confidence part, you know, but that also, a pregame talk doesn't mean anything if you hadn't done anything in practice. So, I mean, if you've done what you're supposed to do in practice and you're ready to roll, just the pregame is going back over that. It's the same thing. You know, I talk to our guys all the time about, have you ever gone into a test nervous? And half of them raise their hand. I said, well, you're not prepared for the test. Have you ever gone into a test where you're not nervous? Yeah. Well, you're prepared, you're ready for the test. It's the same thing as that. If you're prepared, your pregame talk should be very simple. And here's what we're doing offensively. Here's what we're doing defensively. We've left no stone unturned. We know we can box out. We know what we're doing, side OB, under OB, look for your calls. This is what we're going to do first possession defensively. This is what we're going to do first possession offensively. And now let's go do what we do every day in practice. And let's do what we do, and let's be who we are. And I just think that, I think the rah-rah speech can help a little bit, and that's great. But after everybody calms down, you got a whole basketball game to play. And so I just think you just got to portray confidence. But that really comes not with a pregame talk. That really comes with practice that you've been doing. But they're looking at you for confidence, for security, for calmness, not for nervousness or getting too overly juiced up. Now, I think you can get overly juiced up a couple times a year. I just don't think it lasts every single game. So this is what we're going to do. This is how we're going to do it. And this is how we're going to have success. And this is what we do. Let's just do what we do every day in practice, and we'll be in great shape. Let's go do this. That's my thoughts. That's my ideas. Hope it helps. And hope everybody's having a safe and productive year so far, and we're going to come out of this here soon. Appreciate your time.
Lee Swanson, Bunker Hill High School, Claremont, North Carolina.
So as a team, we try to accomplish a few things in our pregame talk. One would be just to go over any matchups that we have, go over what defense we're going to start in, what defense we might run, go over our keys to the game, what we're trying to accomplish. And offensively, we keep it pretty simple. We try to run and go, so our offensive identity doesn't change a whole lot. Then I would just try to say, a lot of times for games, we've got goals or themes. If it's a team we feel like that we should, are more talented than, or maybe the game could be out of control, we'll try to set some goals, whether it's turnovers or, how many rebounds that we're going to not give up or get, or just things that we can kind of help keep focused throughout the game. Sometimes it may be as simple as, hey, how hard can we compete tonight? But I want to keep it pretty simple. Every now and again, you're going to give one of those motivational speeches, but if you've got to give those 24 nights a year in the regular season, they become pretty effective. So then coaches need to pick and choose. And I try not to overload them with too much stuff. If we're not prepared, 30 minutes before the game, then we're probably not prepared. So just keeping it simple, giving it kids a chance to go in and just refresh what we've done. And then hopefully we're ready when we take the floor.
Todd Wolfson, St. Francis High School, La Cunada, California.
How you doing? This is Todd Wolfson, the head coach at St. Francis High School, which is right outside Pasadena, California. And the question that I'm answering is, what do you try to accomplish in your pregame talks? For us, it's all about mentality. How we want them to think and how we want them to react. What they should be thinking, whether it's, be serious today or, the mindsets to be loose and have fun and just kind of challenge guys and things like that. Usually the game stuff is usually already in and talked about and gone over at shoot around or the day before practice. So for us, mostly it's just mentality and getting their minds right and where they need to be pregame. Hope everybody's doing well and staying safe.
Hey coaches, parents, and group leaders, I want to introduce you to our newest sponsor, SnapRaise. SnapRaise is the nation's largest digital donation platform built to help teams, youth groups, and clubs raise money quickly and efficiently without selling products. SnapRaise builds your group a customizable campaign website, and students use their mobile devices to connect and engage with their biggest fans. My son's high school team used SnapRaise this season, and our team raised all the money they needed to fund their season, and then some. Getting SnapRaise started is quick and free. Just visit SnapRaise.com, and you'll get connected to a local SnapRaise expert in no time.
Thanks for checking out this month's Hoopheads Podcast Roundtable. We'll be back next month with another question for our all-star lineup of coaches.
Thanks for listening to the Hoopheads Podcast, presented by Head Start Basketball.